Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. Pardon me while I burst into flames.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Why?
That's it. The song has that in.
Oh.
Pardon me while I burst into flames.
I thought there was no singing, see?
I didn't sing.
Here we go.
It was very monotone, not singing at all.
You know what? That's actually if we had a video camera in there.
We have video cameras all over this room.
If they were on.
Oh, okay.
We could send it to American Idol.
Yeah.
And then you would be the next American Idol. Or then
the
public could probably just make fun of you, which I like to do.
Yeah, actually, you know, that was Lloyd's suggestion that you be a little more brazen.
I'm trying.
You want me to help define the word brazen for you?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
For our public viewers.
No. But there's
listeners.
No viewers. It's listeners.
Yes.
It is the Computer Corner. We're talking about basic computer maintenance, and we talked
a little bit about
some of the basic things you ought to do, like scan disk and defrag. Obviously, we talk all the time about keeping your antivirus up to date, which is considered basic maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend these days with the viruses that are happening, if you don't have some kind of automatic update already set, at least weekly, get in and manually update your antivirus signatures, your DAT files, whatever you want to call those things. Make sure that you are protected and currently up to date. And you can usually do that by opening up, if you're using McAfee or Norton Antivirus, which are the two most popular. In the lower right-hand corner, there's usually the little shield that Norton puts up, or whatever the symbol is. You double-click on that, it'll show you how current your antivirus files are, and usually right there, there's a live update button you can click on, or an update button, depending on which version. That'll get that up-to-date and the most latest
yeah.
of that.
And if you bought one 2 or 3 years ago, and you're still trying to update it, that is not a good idea, because you only have a limited amount. So make sure that you get an updated version from the store.
Yes.
Upgraded, actually. And, you know, if you're at version 4 right now on McAfee, they're already at version 7 going to 8, so you're not getting the newest updates if you're still trying to update that software.
Right, they do their versions by numbers, and then Norton does theirs now by years, so you know if you're running 2001, and it's currently 2003 coming on 2004 soon, you're probably a little bit out of date. So that's a good tip to keep those things up to date, and make sure, again, that date that it says you're protected or signature update uptel, and it gives you a date there, make sure that that's fairly recent, I would say no more than a week old at any
yeah.
given time. So do that on a regular basis. Make sure you're keeping your Windows stuff up to date. And you can do that in Internet Explorer. You click on Tools and Windows Updates, and it'll take you through and kind of make it scan for updates. Make sure you've got all those critical updates that they ever list there installed. I know that sometimes it's a little bit confusing because you hear in the media and through our show and things and through our newsletter, you see that we recommend you apply this patch because of this vulnerability, like we had another one that came out this week.
Yep.
Those patches, just so you understand, those are specific links to the patches specifically for that problem. If you're keeping all the critical updates installed in your machine, you're already ahead of the game on those things. You've already got those patches that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you go to the Windows Update site on a regular basis, and again, I would probably do it weekly, or set your computer to automatically update, and if you don't know where to find that, look in your control panel. There's something called automatic updates, and you can set up a little scheduler there to go and do that on your behalf. Do that on a regular basis, and if you're doing that, then the things we're sending you in the newsletter is just a reminder for, hey, go ahead and make sure you check to see if there's any new updates today, because the things we're sending you are things that will appear on those critical updates lists automatically as well. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
you may not understand what they mean, but always, all of the critical, doesn't matter if you don't understand them, upload them.
There's been very few times when those critical updates are things that will cause you a problem, and unfortunately, we don't know about it until long after it's been installed. But I would, if the problems usually are something very, very minor, and you can always remove those updates if they cause any kind of major problems to you. So I would err on the side of install them, just blindly install all critical mm-hmm. updates, unless you're like a network administrator and you know there's a specific problem with something you use. But if
yeah.
you're just a regular Joe user out there, install them all. Make sure you got them all the time. Don't be confused with us sometimes saying this one has a problem. That's just a... You know, every once in a while there'll be a problem, but generally they're quick to fix those problems, and you're going to have a lot more damage caused by not installing them and taking what's going to come to you versus installing them and possibly having a small problem that
yeah.
can be easily corrected.
Like Blaster, so big.
Yeah. So enough with that kind of
Let's
stuff.
Let's go to a call.
Let's see if we can squeeze Richard in, because we are running up on a break here. Richard in Litchfield.
Yes.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, thank you very much. I want to say I've been a big fan of y'all's, and I was a fan of Analog X's way back in around 98.
We haven't talked to him in a long time. We've got to get him down here sometime soon.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's along those lines, and I couldn't agree with you more. Everything comes with Norton, you know, should be discarded except for antivirus.
Right.
I'm running XP Pro on my laptop. I keep up with my critical patches and my antivirus. The only thing that runs in the system tray is and, you know, when you hover over a link in IE, sometimes you'll get, it'll be either be a website or be a Java.
Applet?
Right.
Okay.
It won't launch most of the Java applets.
Okay. You probably got something cranked up too high in your security settings in Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Do you mind holding through the break, and we'll take your question on the other side, because this is actually something kind of common.
Okay.
And I'd like for it to kind of be on the air, if you don't mind holding through the break.
Yeah, no problem.
I know you've been hanging out a little while, but if you just want to be patient for a few more minutes, we're going to take Richard back on the other side of the news break here with his question about JavaScript little applets. And if you don't know what we're talking about, they're little programs that are kind of embedded within web pages. And you may have this problem, too, and not even know it. Those things aren't executing. And it's probably because of a security setting that we're going to help you all out with when we come back from the news. So sit right tight where you're at. Check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and see the links to basic computer maintenance and the things we're talking about today. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR, back after the award-winning news with Gail Bass.
Discounts include all rebates.